Cloud. You've been listening to the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:19, and let's get another look at Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Andy?
Amanda, it's a little bit of slowing eastbound 21st South Freeway right after the 5600 West on-ramp. Some people, it looks like, taking a look at police activity on the frontage road in that same area at about 4800 West. But for those of you on Bangor, it's slowing in just the usual stretch prior to 201. I-15's at the full speed limit now at the south end of the valley, only a little heavy as you come into downtown, Eric.
Had some slick conditions here and there in the Wasatch back, and a little bit of slowing continues US 40 from Kearns Boulevard up to I-80, but things are improving, and through the mountains, I-80 looks good. Down in Utah County, you got your normal travel time. It looks like 20 minutes northbound from Provost University Avenue up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Pretty much back to normal speed. Southbound 15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, that's about a 35-minute KSL travel time, but occasionally you'll still see brake lights around Warm Springs Road, where we always have merging problems in that area. No delays on Legacy Parkway. US 89 in fine shape this morning, unlike yesterday. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive a promotion while in the program. Students experience an average 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.